All right, Ruthless Ed Talk. Here with a guest today. Don't pull it. Hold up.
Yeah, I can barely even reach it.
All right. What's your name?
Deborah Jones.
You can pull that mic to you a little bit. You can move it to you.
Yeah, you can move it to you. You can move it anywhere you want to. Seriously.
This is fine.
This is Daniel's sister. So you've been listening to the podcast?
I have.
What you think?
I think it's interesting.
Really?
What I've been doing is I'll put it on. And then I've been working on, we just bought a house. And so I've been doing renovations and stuff. And so I just have it going. And then I'll get worked up. I'm like, God dang it, I wish I was there. I'd say something. I want to put like 2 cents in.
Go ahead. I mean, you can say what you want. That's what we do here. Yeah. We don't care.
We're just all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking on the way up here about inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation.
Dude, it cost me $50 to fill my car up today.
Really?
That was what it was costing me to fill my truck up over a year ago.
Yeah.
$50. Now it's my car, it gets 35 miles a gallon.
I have a hybrid.
And it's a 10, it's 11,
what's
or whatever.
Cost, $10 a gallon?
No, it took me from a fourth of a tank, $30 to fill up. Last year it took me $20 from empty to fill up.
That's what it was for me.
How many miles a gallon you get?
I get 38 miles to the gallon on the highway.
Really?
Yeah, because what happens is when my car gets into like a cruise mode, the battery kicks in, and that's what feeds the engine.
I got you. Inflation, in my opinion, is more just bullshit.
Yeah. We was talking about that the other day, weren't we? About how he was blaming it all on Russia and shit.
Yeah. It ain't Russia.
No, this is from inflation, from spending so much money. Just think about how much money he's already spent in bills.
I don't know what's going on. Is China supposed to be getting involved with that thing over there now?
So, whenever the news was playing when I left the house, and I saw something with China, they were talking about it, and I was like, God, what did he do now?
If China gets involved, I mean, hell, whose side are they going to be on, number one?
What I want to know is, okay, did you hear how the government just sent another $1 billion over to Ukraine?
I try not to listen to the news at all now.
I know. I don't really trust the news.
Everything they say is a lie. Like, every little thing. There may be something true about it, but they'll say that, and then they'll explain shit around it, and then twist it. They'll put their spin on it.
Oh, all the time.
On every little thing. And then that's the thing. Like, it's not. And then they'll be like, we're not telling a lie.
And
you are.
I can't listen to any news anywhere. It ain't just them. It's any. Yeah, it's all
local
doom
stations
and doom
everything.
And gloom,
even you know? WCBI over here.
It's like, we're all going to die. I'm like, dude, if I'm going to die, I'm going to go play video games and chill. You know? Like, whatever.
Talking a podcast.
Yeah. Ain't even no point in it no more. You know? Like. I mean, there is, because, in my opinion, Trump wouldn't be doing what he's doing with the rallies and all that and behind the scenes.
Yeah, you've never seen any other president go and do rallies this time. At this time. You know, he don't get reelected until it's 2024, right? And they usually start...
too long.
But that's the thing. It makes you question what the heck is going on, because most of the time they start rallying, doing their rallies like a year before the election. So, here it is in 2022, and he's already had rallies last year. He's very involved in everything, but he's nowhere on the news at all.
Why is Pompeo over in Taiwan, you know? That's my question. What's that dude's name? The Vice President Pence? He's over in Israel, you know? There's so much stuff that we don't know what's going on. We're all being lied to. Every bit of it.
There's just so much coincidences with things like in the Bible that I can see. I'm not saying that it's the end times, because I feel like the Antichrist will be like the kickoff to it. You know what I mean? And the Antichrist is going to be somebody that like it says in the Bible, the Antichrist is going to be somebody that the Jews love. The Jewish people, they're like, no, this is the Messiah. Because, you know,
they don't believe that Jesus was Messiah.
Yeah, they don't believe. They believe he was just a prophet.
Yeah.
So, in their eyes, the first coming of Christ will be the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So, in that, then everything's going to kick off the war, and then the mark.
I think
we
got a long time before we get there to that point.
But you have it. It's weird. It's like we're being slowly conditioned
For everything.
For, yeah, so you get, like, okay, wars and talks of wars, but then you see people, they're like, oh, that's just another war. Like, that people are dying. Yeah. War is serious, but you have people who are like, oh, it's this, whatever. It's just not happened to me.
Well, it's kind of like the mark of the beast, you know. They tried to condition us with that whole COVID thing. You know, you can't buy, sell, and all that.
Speaking of, okay, so I have, I do nails.
Yeah.
As a business, I have a place. That's what I do. And that's the reason why I'm upset with this inflation, too. But I'll get on that minute. I have a client, and she works in one of our hospitals. We have two hospitals in where I'm from in Dothan. And she works in the mammogram department where they screen for, like, breast cancer and stuff. And, you know, all the medical people, they have to have up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. She took it, and all of a sudden, she noticed lumps in her breast.
After she got them.
She said it scared her so bad because she started getting lumps in her breast she said she took the vaccine, and like 2 weeks later, a huge lump just appeared out of her lymph node. Like, that's, you know, her lymph nodes are like, she's like, do I have cancer?
No, it's just attacking.
And
her,
it's just, it's her immune system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we said,
it's
that
scary.
We said that before anything happened, before the shots even got, before they even came out with the freaking vaccine, we were talking about that. How they're going to come out with the vaccine and they're going to force it on everybody.
I know.
And it happened. Everything we've been saying has happened so far.
If people would look, you know, all these child trafficking and all this stuff that goes on. And we think, and you explain to people what's going on, like, no, they won't do that because how we think, we would never do something like that. You know, how evil they are. But they don't think like us. You got to understand, criminals don't think like me and you.
No, they're trying to get away with it.
They are.
That's the reason why they're criminals.
They are. The people in charge of the government right now are organized criminals. You know, they're crime families, every one of them. And so people need to get the whole, they think like you, I would never do that, so they couldn't do that. Bullshit. They're evil. You got to think like, every decision the government makes, think behind it, what is evil behind it? There's something evil going on. Every time.
Yeah, it's with any government though, because it's, you know,
but we,
it's power.
I feel like that with the government, it's out of hand. They're like, well, let's add more seats. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
God, how about we cut it in half?
Yeah, they're wanting to go the other direction.
Our country is a young country, you know, even though we've been around for, you know, 300 plus years. But it's still young
it's
compared
250,
to...
I believe.
Yeah, something
look,
like that.
Look, I'm not... Like, I'm not well, I mean, mad. Yeah. Don't even try to get... I'm more of the English type.
Yeah.
But, you know, England has been around forever.
Yeah.
Tyrants.
No, it's, speaking it's about 300 some years.
1776. Well, yeah.
250
years.
Yeah, 250
old.
Years. Yeah. Right.
But our country wasn't designed for this big of a government, I personally believe.
No, it was not. Yeah.
But I do know that, you know, as we grow, the government should grow, just not. Jesus, they've gotten past the point of overreach.
Oh yeah.
Like,
well, they're fighting
with our key.
Well,
key
don't
line.
See the
like
thing
that.
About it is
they're fighting for their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah. But the thing is that we're seeing this, and this is, we're like 60 years into it. Like, yeah. This has been going on for like 60 years now.
Yeah. The government's technically
and
always been corrupt.
Look,
it's
we talk about it all the time. No, we talk about it all the time. We have a whole generation before our age. That was so comfortable watching TV, doing all the stuff, that they just turned a blind eye to the government, to elections. They were told that your vote doesn't matter, so you know they didn't care. But now, because of that,
they were sneaking in shit.
They were
the whole
sneaking
time.
In stuff, and now they screwed all their kids. And then they wanted to, in their whole lives, you remember, it was always it's y'all, it's the young folks' fault. Y'all are the ones that are. That's all changing and acting weird and stuff. I'm like y'all the ones that fucking raised us. What are you talking about? It's y'all's fault. How, what kind of sense does that make? Like, you're sitting there fucking blaming it all on somebody else, and you're the one that did it.
It's like you
right.
train a dog to chase the mail truck, and when he actually does it, you beat him for
yeah,
it. Like,
right.
that's
yeah.
dumb.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
So where are you from?
Dothan? I'm from here.
Really?
But I live in Dothan.
You went to French camp too?
Yeah. Well, I graduated in
2012. Well, they just kicked y'all all to the curb. Like, get the hell out of our house. We don't want no kids.
It's all right. It's all right. We ended up better than most people around here, so.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I got out too. Very young.
Yeah. You got a bunch of meth heads around here now.
I think it's better if parents don't raise them, just get them out. They turn out better.
Sometimes, yeah, because...
Well, some people shouldn't be parents. Not every child... Every child deserves a parent, but not every parent deserves a child.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I've seen that firsthand.
That is very
yeah,
true.
Especially whenever you're sitting there trying to tell your six-year-old that he's a girl. God. Because he feels like it.
Oh, like, speaking of, okay, let me tell you this. Okay, so, you know, girls...
Just imagine being that parent.
You know, Girl Scouts are selling their cookies here. They ended last week, I think it was, in Dothan. And then I go up there and I'm, you know, we go in the store and we come in. I was like, I want some cookies. I love their Thin Mints. That's my favorite. Well, I go over there and there's this little boy over there and his mama. And I'm like, where's the girl? Where's the little girl for Girl Scouts? And his mama's over here selling stuff. She's like, come on. Wait, you're the Girl Scout. You need to sell it. And this little boy's over here looking pissed off that he was even there. I'm like, so who wanted to be the Girl Scout again?
What the hell?
The mama or the boy?
Yeah.
You can't force your children.
That's your Xbox.
To do stuff.
Nice.
That
no, you can't.
You can't. I know you want to live. People have regrets.
Yeah.
And yeah, you didn't get to do stuff when you were this age, and you see all these people doing it, whatever. You're an adult. Do it. Who mm-hmm. cares? But don't force your kids to do something that you wanted to do.
You all right over there?
Tastes like fried chicken.
You're so dumb.
But yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. My kids, like, I had to step away from coaching because my parents coached me, and you know, they wanted to be involved for the most part, I guess. But to me realizing I had to step away for him to get the best out of himself. Sometimes it's better for the parents to step away, and.
Yeah, you just kind of
tell them,
in
hey,
the
if
direction.
You want to do this, you're going to have to do it twice as hard as everybody else and be twice as good as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it worked out.
Give 110% and you'd be good every time.
Yeah, because you're not the coach's son. You're not the, yeah. you know, teacher's kid. Easy. And now he's doing really good. And my
can
daughter,
hear,
yeah.
Can you hear that in the podcast?
Yes.
Well, that was easy. Oh, when we hit that, you do hear that?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm like, what was that? Was that my TV? Do I have that on?
Yeah, we've been having some good times.
That was easy.
Jesus.
Golly. We had some good times and argumentative sometimes. And
we literally just come in here and we try to argue with each other.
Yeah, I guess.
That's it.
Well, it's kind of hard to argue with somebody if y'all... viewed the same thing.
Well, we don't
the
view
way.
The same things the same way. That's the thing.
Well,
I mean, we're kind of sort of.
Other guy, he can't be here tonight, but he's got some things going on.
I mean, it's hard to think the other way when the other way is literally psychopathic.
Right?
Like, normal people just don't think like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're just trying to talk about normal stuff. Like
I'm trying to understand y'all, but you're saying you want to be gay. Like, yeah. I don't get it. you want guys to be dudes. And like,
I'm a non-binary, liquid, fluid, transgender,
yeah.
phobic.
My pronouns are it, ow. Shit.
Well, did you see where the Olympics, the swimmer?
Yeah,
was
a woman.
It was a dude.
It was a dude.
Yeah, dude.
He couldn't even place 400th in the men's competition, but he placed first in the women's competition.
That's because he's a pussy.
As a woman,
and he's
a
loser.
From my view, you know how pissed off that makes
me?
Yeah,
you know what that is.
Because women have been fighting for... years.
Yeah.
First off, fighting to vote, fighting to be seen as, you know, actual human beings, and then we finally get to be equal, and then you have this shit.
Yeah.
Stuff. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, look. No, it's okay. They're putting losers up on a pedestal and saying it's cool.
Right.
That's literally what they're doing. They're like,
yes.
Hey, be like
yes.
this guy. He doesn't think that he's a
and
guy.
And knowing damn well if he showed up in front of me, here's the facts. I can still kick your ass, and you're still a loser. I mean, that's the truth about it.
Well, my thing is, as a woman, it's
ooh, you
it's
beat
offensive.
Some girls.
It's offensive.
Yeah, it should be.
I mean, and I know not every single woman feels like this. There are some women who are like, oh,
let them
well,
go
he's
up against
woman,
them. Let them go up against them.
No. Let them. Let it happen to them, and where it matters to them. They just don't think it matters because they're not athletic. You know, if they came to their food stamps, you know. You know, if a male that's a transgender gets more food stamps just
or if they're
because
or if they can't have a kid,
you know, then they're going to get mad.
Let's go a different route. If they can't have a kid, they go adopt a kid with this transgender woman. They say he can have, he, it, whatever it is, can have the kid over a woman that's trying to treat them kid. You know, that's when it's really going to affect them, too. The whole women should be really, really pissed off because they can't even have athletics now. You know
that
what I mean?
And like my paying for their surgeries whenever women got to pay for their own.
Well, okay,
like,
okay. For example, speaking of that, as a woman who is able to give birth, you are about to die.
Yeah.
In the birth, and but then the doctor checks on you after 6 weeks, and they're like, "Okay, you're good to go." You're not good to go.
Yeah.
Your body literally spit out a human being. And you know what? I feel like stuff like these options should be able to be given. Like if you wanted to have certain surgeries, like cosmetic surgeries,
yeah,
to make, you know, women, your bodies go through a lot.
Well,
as
I mean,
you have to,
and you
feel
body.
Like, you know,
yeah,
you
that's
like
the thing. That would be a better thing than instead of chopping somebody's wiener off.
But that
yeah.
should, as a woman, that should be an option to be, an insurance could cover that if you've had children. Or you've had, you know, major weight, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's a part of, I mean, it pays for the insurance pays for the childbirth.
But then you have
the childbirth causes that to your body, and why couldn't it fix, you know, pay? I mean, it's just like car insurance.
But then people are sitting over here like, well, our taxes are paying for their elective surgeries.
Yeah.
Like, why should my taxes pay for that instead of a woman who, you know, she just had triplets or, you know, quadruplets, and she wants to look normal again.
Yeah.
I would pay for that.
I'm still trying to understand why a lot of women are even on the Democratic Party side. Like,
yeah, they're not for women at all. They're not for anybody, honestly. They're just whoever's the next person up in line and how they can freaking get them.
There's
to
only one
side
person that I know that's that dude that's a girl, that's a Republican, and that's like, what's that one that ran for a living that was on the Wheaties box?
Oh, you're talking about
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Republican, and he's like,
oh,
but he's,
he is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Especially
weird,
with his family.
Yeah. I think he is. I'm pretty sure.
Being
he is.
Who they are.
But
know?
I think he's like.
Hey, he was the woman
I think
of
he
the
just
year.
Says he is.
How about that? Yeah. Y'all had a guy be the woman of the year.
Another one was this year.
How far is too far until women are back pushed back down? You
know I don't
what
know.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
okay,
I think
so,
you're kind of seeing how far they can push us right now.
Okay, so
honestly.
They took that away. They took the Olympic. You know, swimming away. They took, you know, they're taking sports away. They're taking Woman of the Year away. What's next?
Yeah.
Am not, you know, birthing are women
no,
literally
no, no.
being trying to be pushed down below people who have mental disorders?
Yeah.
Like,
it's not that, though. You're looking at their own, you know, they're trying to destroy the what's natural.
Yeah.
And
they're making that,
the
they're making natural to be unnatural and unnatural to be natural.
Yeah.
It's perverting it.
Everything.
Like, it's flipping it completely. Completely around.
You ain't got to worry about it when it comes over my daughter's way.
But you
they
know,
won't find that guy.
Look, I mean,
he
well,
won't get to play.
You know, they've been talking about doing the cloning and stuff and trying to get men to have babies.
That's
weird, ain't it? It's fucking
God.
Weird.
Oh, I saw.
They're trying to phase out women is what they're trying to do because they know that's, I mean, most, that's how we reproduce.
Yeah.
But
first off, women
are it's all about depopulation.
Very intelligent. They can be, and I'm, I don't know, there's some that are.
If y'all can get past the emotion part of it, y'all are intelligent.
A lot of women, yeah, that some are more emotional, but not all of us.
I'm just 99.
That emotional.
But
99, it, I like okay. You look at ancient world before, like
y'all,
even the,
yeah, that's like that one particle of COVID that got through.
He's stupid.
Hit like
you.
There's like okay, look back in the ancient Mayan times, you know, or even before them, the Aztec times. Women were leaders, and you know, women were seen as goddesses, and they were worshipped. And then now they're like, "Oh, well, you know, this transgender
thing—he's
yeah. better than it's better than you." So,
yeah,
yay.
Yeah. I
no,
like
it's weird.
I like the one with South Park where you know what I'm talking about.
Which one?
Where they said, "Oh, I'm a woman," and Macho Man Randy
oh,
Savage.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, "Yeah,
I'm a strong woman." Yeah.
yeah. Box a match when the women start to beat the shit.
Yeah, beat the shit out of the girl. Like, he wins
okay.
all the stuff.
I have a question.
And then like goes up to her and he's like, and she's like pissed off at him, and she can't say shit because
yeah,
he's a woman.
She's so PC.
Yeah.
How do you, like, how patriotic do you think America is right now? Do you think we're, like, do you think there is a lack of patriotism among the average everyday citizen?
I think there's a lack of support for our government. I think there's plenty of patriotism.
No, I mean, like, who are getting pissed off
and who want to rise up
and do something.
Yeah, patriotism for the people.
I'm not talking about people who are keyboard warriors.
No. There's people who'll say,
oh, this sucks, this sucks, and then complain about it. But then...
You're talking about people who's actually going to
pick up on... Who's actually going to get up and go and march on Washington or
I think it's more than you think. A lot more than we think.
Listen, all Trump's got to do is say...
Yeah.
Now's the time, fellas. Get your guns and your boots together.
They sold us out. They sold us out. We got to go.
If you want your country back, you meet me up here in D.C., and I bet you 5 million people will be there in the next day.
I just don't think it's going to have to go that way because of all the laws that have changed and...
I don't think that it should have to go that way.
It's not going to.
I believe that something needs to
be
done.
Oh, I want it to. No, I'm in favor of it. Like, let's go do it.
Oh, yeah, it'd be nice. That'd be the fastest way to get it over with.
But it's not because I just don't believe... That's not the route we're taking. I think it's going
to
be...
Well, the thing about it right now is if we was to do something right now, you don't think China and Russia would come in and try to fuck us up?
Why haven't they done it right now? Because
we're not divided, man. We're actually all against Joe Biden. Yeah. Like, we're united against him, basically, right now.
Well, that too, but I don't think they'll come over here now. If they was going to do it now, it'd be the time to do it. Because they ain't going to get another opportunity. This whole situation, you don't think Trump's going to be in president here soon? He's going to be backing off. Somebody is.
I don't know if it's just listening to everything. I feel like something is about to happen. Not necessarily the people, but in government. Something big is about to come out, and it's going to be
We still got the Durham report that's still not even... I mean, they're releasing stuff every once in a while.
A lot of people are turning away from... Like, even the Democrats are starting to turn away from Joe Biden.
32 Democrats aren't running for office.
Yeah, in the midterms.
They know they're going to...
They're jumping ship. No, they're jumping ship. They're like a bunch
of
rats.
Trying to get out of
the ship.
Well, the House is up for voting this year.
All of it.
All of this.
The House and the Senate?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, so they know they're not going to be able to win.
No, they're not. And all the laws have changed. That's where the laws have come in and changed.
In the last year, after the election, people, they went to changing their laws, like right off the bat.
They can't cheat no more. The cheating is pretty much done. And
I still can't believe there's people out there who don't think that something went on. Like, dude, there's a video of a person pulling out a freaking
briefcase
from under the table after hours. Like,
yeah, I'm like,
never in our history.
You ever notice people who don't think like that? They're like, oh, it's because they got to do this, you know. Yeah, they may have cheated, but they didn't do it by the law. Dude, it's one citizen, one vote. That's the way it's supposed to be, not... No, shut up. You know, so they cut down...
Let's just say he actually managed to get
81 million votes.
We all know he didn't. Maybe three. But okay, say if it was tied.
Three total.
Say if it was tied between Trump and Joe Biden. Like, say, you know, 999 million and then 999 million both ways. And one person could go and vote, but they don't think that their vote counts.
Yeah.
That could literally change it. That's
where
we're
at. It's not even that either. It's just the fact that people think their vote doesn't matter and that it adds up.
It did in this last go around.
It did. Here in Columbus.
Yeah.
How many people voted? Like 1,500?
And honestly, it did because it got the laws that needed to be changed. And we're physically.
Yeah. And you got to see, everybody got to see all the things that were wrong, that are wrong with our country. Like, everybody gets are seeing this. Like, hey, these are problems. Like, we're all seeing it. Now we just need to fix this stuff. That's really what needs to happen. Like, we see what's wrong. We see what they did.
I think they pretty much got it all under control. The only thing that we need to get rid of now, nobody's even talking about Mike Lindell. You know what I mean? Why ain't nobody talking about that dude? That dude's freaking got Supreme Court stuff going on now that nobody's talking about.
Because they don't want to talk about it because it's the real deal.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
It scares them. That's why you see them all going to Ukraine and stuff. Because they want to get attention off of everything that's happening.
And he's trying to get rid of voting machines. Get rid of the voting machines, it's over with. But yeah. Because they can't do the rest stuff, the whole ballots, you know, mail-in, all that stuff's pretty much done. They know they're screwed. Did you see here, what was that, Biden's last State of the Union thing? He was trying to say the same stuff Trump said. Like, really? Are you kidding me? Like, we got to protect our borders. Dude, you wasn't saying that 2 years ago. You're saying it's racist.
He was too busy worried about
Have you noticed every time he talks about the military, he talks about his son, Beau? And nobody gives a shit. Like, everybody's like, stop talking about your son.
Well, speaking of his son, like, you know what's going on with Hunter right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the whole Hunter laptop thing?
Well, yeah. Last night, one of them was at a press conference, and they asked him, what about Hunter's thing? She's going to sit there and say, oh, well, that's not our problem. You go talk to Hunter's. But the thing is, on his laptop, it has to do with Joe Biden. So technically...
That's his son.
You know why they did that,
and
don't you?
He was getting money.
Well, yeah, they don't want to address it.
They're trying to get ahead of the story.
Yeah.
The New York Times got cussed out. News, when it dropped, Newsweek, and they were saying it was fake and all that stuff. Newsweek just wrote a thing to New York Times and basically cussed New York Times out, saying, you know, this is some bullshit that we sit there and said it, and y'all said it was fake, and now a year or two later, y'all want to say it's real? Because they're trying to get ahead of a story. I know something's going to pop off.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
That's the thing about everything. Like, we saw it all the time for, like, 2 years now. It was ever since Trump's been in office. They would, like, something would come out, and then they would be like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
And then wait until everybody's done talking about it. Then they'll come out and be like, yeah, it was true. But then you lose people's jobs. Like, people are getting hurt by that.
So what all podcasts you listen to besides this one?
I listen to
everything. True crime.
True crime. I listen to Bailey Sheridan.
What was that one? Southern Fried Chicken or whatever it's called.
I really don't listen to a lot of podcasts. Now I like to listen to stuff that is like about. When I listen to podcasts, I want to kind of relax.
Yeah.
So I listen to stuff like that. I know this sounds. This is my relaxing. I listen to stuff about cryptids and stuff like that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like people. Cryptids. Yeah, like, you know what a cryptid is? It's a, it's like a creature that hasn't been scientifically documented yet has been seen by multiple people throughout the year.
Bigfoot,
like,
or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's technically a cryptid. So you have like the rake.
No, he's not. He's my neighbor. Oh, yeah. He is. He lives back behind my house in the swamp.
But stuff like that, like, you know, where people have had these myths and legends that different cultures have had over the years, you know, thousands of years. They're called cryptids because they can't be scientifically documented because they haven't been captured and stuff like that. I love listening to that. This, like, some of them, they go and they go on Reddit and they post a forum and they're like, hey, tell me your creepiest encounter with a cryptid. And these people's, like, they give their personal experiences. Some of them, you know, you're like, This is fake.
Yeah.
You can't even keep the right gender of the person in the story throughout the story, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it changes from a him to my best friend buddy here, he, then at the end of the story, she, you know, she screamed, like, what? When'd you get a girl in there?
Yeah.
But some of them, you're like, some of them it's so creepy, and you're just, I don't know. I think that kind of stuff is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to go into some old buildings?
Like, for what?
An insane asylum?
No.
Nope. I ain't trying to invite no demons into my house.
I will.
No.
Beelzebub.
You already got a couple.
I knew.
You already let one go.
That was Legion.
That was Legion?
Yeah, they left. That was all 99 problems.
Yeah, now you're good, huh?
Yeah.
If we ain't noticed it yet, Daniel likes being divorced. Yeah.
Damn it, boy.
He likes being single.
I'm not going to say what we said last night.
Oh, now you're saying you want a girlfriend?
What'd you say?
You went backwards. You went backwards in like 10 minutes.
What did I say last night?
No, not you.
I didn't say anything. That's what I'm saying. What the hell are you talking about?
No, what we said. What I said.
Oh.
Because I asked Doug when you said you was bringing a girl. I said, what's her name? Doug said, I don't know. Which one?
Oh, damn.
He said, I know there was one named such as such, but I don't think he's with her no more. Mama's like, what about what's her name? He's like, no, I think he left her a month ago. I'm like, dang, Daniel. You go and lose weight, and all of a sudden you the town's big shot.
I can't help it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not even doing it. Like,
yeah, right. It's there.
Now,
I don't want this. In the scene, this is like, I don't.
Problem
want
is, there's women nowadays the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, they
I
don't
ain't
care
even gonna lie.
You got to be careful. Well, okay. Like, some of them, you don't want to catch nothing.
Well, nowadays relationships
depends on what you catch.
Aren't well? They're not like what they used to be.
Yeah.
Women don't want to. I mean, some women they want to get married, but the thing is, they want to get married to get married. They want to have the wedding. They want to have
the
family.
Show.
But they don't want to be married.
Yeah. Like,
they don't want to be with that one person. They want to sleep around. They want to be open and all this and that. So, but they want to be able to say, I'm a missus. But I'm like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. That that's like the whole... Point. The point is, like, you take yourself out of it.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm lucky with my wife. We're actually in it together, for it together. You know what
well,
I mean?
That's what my husband and I were, the same... He's my best friend, besides my best friend, you know?
That's right.
And we've been together for 10 years.
Yeah. And everything you know, he knows.
Yeah. He's like, my mom will say something. Like, he can, I can literally not be in the same room, and she's like, I got a question for her. He's like, well, ask me.
Yeah.
I know what she'll say. I know what she'll do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's so much has changed. So much. So many people now like the show, like the... The what something looks like, what they look like to somebody.
I have noticed that is an increased amount, especially on social media, of being.
It's because of being on social media. That's
I know,
the whole thing.
It's of being the prettiest girl or the most handsome man, and it's like you realize that those
everybody
people don't
here
look like that in real life.
Yeah, everybody here is fat.
Like she has like 15 filters on
seriously
her face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the makeup that you put on as somebody who is in the beauty industry, the makeup you have to put on your face to look pretty and seem natural or even, you know, kind of cute on camera, when you see that person in real life, you can see it sitting on their skin. It's caked on, but women don't. They put it. They don't know how to do their makeup naturally anymore because they're always on the
what's
camera.
What's up with women taking makeup off with oil?
God, don't use oil. Oh my gosh! As someone who does facials, I do facials too. No, you do not need to do oil, like coconut oil, nothing like that. It's horrible for your skin on your face to take on makeup. You just cleanse twice.
I don't think anybody needs to wear makeup at all because that way we can see who's really pretty and who's really not.
There you go.
Oh, Daniel, you look pretty without it.
I don't wear makeup.
I know.
I ain't got to.
I know a dude that wore makeup in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah, he put that, what's that stuff? He had pimples all over his face.
That's a concealer.
So he had put makeup on. Man, we made fun of him. I'm like, dude, you wear makeup. Like, you don't
might wear makeup. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? Like
sure
Spock.
Did. Yeah.
So he could be like Spock.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. Like, I think men can wear makeup if they're going to, like, Comic-Con and going to, like, LARP, you know, stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, but high school like that?
Like, well, if that makes him happy.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
I'm right. Spock.
I feel like you should
he's
be able
the first
to do
one in the class
what makes you happy. Like, with okay, for example, with all this transgender stuff, if you want to be, if you're a woman
they
and you want to be a man, do
happy
it. But don't make me have to pay for it and don't rub it in my kid's face. Don't come trying to teach it at my kid's school. If you want to do it, just do you. This is what I make, that's why we're America.
Well, see,
you're free
well,
to
see,
do what you want to do and be happy.
Well, their argument for that is that you talk about sex in school. And that's the thing, like, you don't talk about sex in school. Like,
you don't talk about the intimate part of sex.
Well,
you take a sexual education class.
You don't have every teacher sitting there telling you your sexual orientation. That's completely different. And it's not to fourth graders.
No.
Or second graders.
Yeah. Like, that should not be evolved. Like, that should not be there at all. Zero. It doesn't matter if it was regular sexual stuff.
That should happen around the time kids hit puberty.
Yeah, they don't need to
that's
be
when they
that
need
shit
to be.
Yeah, I guess you're right. By the time they hit puberty, they should be learning
so
how
that's
to
like
safe,
around,
maybe,
you know, 10 as at the earliest.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know personally some women who have, you know, became hit puberty like around like 8 or 9, but
that's still
super
too young
early. But you should, they should be able, That's a private matter, like, with your parents.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, your mom should sit there with you and explain to you as a woman, you know, all this. And I believe that men should also learn about the women's bodies, too, to be educated in it.
I don't.
Why?
I just don't.
You don't care?
I'm married.
Well, okay, so, you have people. No, look, you have I'm people married. Out there who think that.
You gotta
men.
Have your pH level right. You gotta have all that bullshit.
But I get
right.
what you're saying.
Well, no, you have men out there who think that women can just go sit on the toilet like you're, you know, taking a poop and it'd be over with. I'm like, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're uneducated about it.
Yeah, they should know what, like, ovaries and all that stuff is.
Well, how the function of a woman body
and how the baby's born and you know,
the
just
reason
so many
why
things.
We have, you know. A period and everything. All right,
this is
going
far away from Russia.
I guess so.
We were just talking about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still true.
Yeah,
maybe
true.
Maybe we get the guy. You're the one doing a sex change, ain't you? You're the one that's wanting a period. That's why you got kind of uncomfortable. Because you're not a mature. You're not a mature adult.
I promise you. I've been married to you, so I'm good. I know. I know all about it.
You still? You ever wanting a kid yet?
I mean, I want one, eventually.
Do you?
Hell yeah, I want a kid.
Well, make sure your wife's younger.
Biological clock is ticking.
Mine's not. You have to look at you after.
That's why I said make sure she's younger.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they don't make them. They don't, I mean, they, I guess they stay the same age.
They ain't getting any younger.
Yeah. They can't get any younger, but you getting older, you can't get them any younger.
I mean, well, look, if he hits the jackpot and becomes a billionaire, he can have it. Well,
yeah.
If I hit the jackpot, I'm not doing anything with anybody. I'll buy me a damn sex robot.
Okay, question. Here, watch this.
I don't want to waste my money. I don't want to waste my money. Y'all just going to be sitting there throwing my money out.
Would you tell if you hit the jackpot, like you go, you know, go wherever.
I'd be like that one dude that gets married to it.
And would you tell people that you won?
No.
You wouldn't?
Hell no.
I wouldn't either.
I'd
I really
wouldn't. Like,
I'd
smirk.
Act the same way.
I would walk up to somebody and like who's having a hard day at work, and I'd be like, "It's all right, man. It gets better." And turn around, and walk
I
away.
I would. I'd build me. I would tell everybody. I'm like, "Yeah, I got $500 billion." I'd build me a big stage and like lights and everything, and I'd just sit there and dance all day with those money and watch everybody
violently.
Y'all come watch.
Create a mosh pit.
Y'all come watch Elliot in the freaking money tornado.
Yeah, they
have them in the little glass tornado.
I'd run around in the parking lots everywhere and like
man,
Cadillac Escalade, throw $100 bills out.
You'd
people
have
be coming out the woodworks that you wouldn't even know.
I know.
You'd have family members telling you they love you.
I wouldn't need friends. I could just buy friends at that point. Like, sure. You hang out with me today. Yeah. Here's $1,000. You say yes to me all day.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
The mayor comes out and hangs out at Miles.
I could pay him enough money. If I had that much money, I could get him enough money to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing pretty good.
You trying to budget for that one project? I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Need that new road in front of your house built? Come hang out with me.
Well, what do you think? So, when did you move from here to there?
It's been a long time.
8 years ago.
Really?
It's 2013.
Is that when you got married?
No, I got married in
2016.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was a year after Mason was born.
But you've been with your husband 10 years, all right?
Yeah, we've been dating for 10 years.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like me and my wife. We dated for... Shit. I don't know. We had 2 kids until we got married.
Well, we were planning on getting married before I had my son. And then my son came, and I didn't want to be pregnant.
Yeah.
In the wedding. I just didn't. So then I was like, I'm going to wait until I lose the weight and then go, you know, I wanted to look pretty, you know?
Yeah, you think we can Photoshop some of your wedding pictures?
Keep on. Yeah, I can Photoshop you out of them.
That's fine, too. I don't care. As long as
have a big gap.
One of me and the two is going.
He was big at that time, wasn't you?
Well,
no, I don't care about me.
He wasn't that big yet.
He got big.
That was as big as I've been. No,
no
actually, that's
no,
when I started
you weren't
getting
that,
kind of
yeah, you started gaining weight.
See,
at
Daniel
that point.
Daniel was skinny kind of, or normal skinny, and then he got married, got fat, got divorced, and got normal skinny again. Like,
that's because it was hell, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. It's like, I'm just going to sit here and eat. Fuck this man. That's
like,
where you are.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We don't talk and eat at my table. We just eat.
I was there for you, though. I tolerated everything. I wasn't like, when they got a divorce, I wasn't going to like... She tried to get us to choose sides. Did you know that? Yeah.
Like, she was texting them, and I was just staying at the house. I wasn't doing anything. I was just going to the house and going to work.
Yeah, she was trying to get us two sides and everything, just and like, I was like, okay. Like, Daniel's my friend, not you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, some people do that, though. You ever seen some relationships, like, you bring your friends over, and they come out, like, my buddy, one of my buddies, he had a girl, and then they split up, and then all his friends went and hung out with her.
If I ever got divorced, I don't want nothing to do with that person. I don't want their friends. I don't want their family.
Yeah.
Because it would be too much. It would be too painful.
Yeah. Well, I was just seeing that happen where the friends go, and they're like, dude, you're supposed to be my friend. And you're
supposed to be my friend.
Yeah. For real. Like, we've been hanging out for 15 years, you know, and then all of a sudden, I date this girl 2 years, and you break up, and you go hang out with her, you know?
Yeah, they're like, trying to get up in there, man.
Well, it ain't just that. I'm just talking about in general. Girls do that, too. Like, if he had girlfriends and brought them around, they'll do that,
too.
Some
of them girls just try to get up in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be careful who your friends are and who your friends bring around.
Yep. Especially nowadays. It's all gay.
They may go up in the bathroom and let's not go down that route.
Yeah, all right. That's what I said. I ain't got to worry about it because I promise there's a dude out there playing softball against my daughter, throwing 100 mile an hour. I'm going to whoop his ass right there in front of everybody. I'll take my belt off, whoop her, whatever it is. I'm like, I don't know what this thing is.
Pull her pants down. It's not a girl.
It's not a human being. Like, it's an animal.
It? What is that? It's on my shoe.
Brains on your shoe. So what y'all been doing this weekend? What made you want to come on?
I come periodically.
Well, what made you want to come on here?
Oh, come on here?
Yeah.
Because every time y'all talk, I get worked up whenever y'all start talking about stuff. Because I'm like,
ruthless head talk. That's why.
Yeah.
I want to say something.
Well, say something.
Well, it depends on what it was.
Say something.
I don't know.
We talked about, you know, the whole
But you think inflation.
Patriotic.
Okay, I got one.
Let's talk about the inflation, yeah.
Okay.
As a business owner, I am super pissed off at the inflation.
So have you had to jump your prices up?
I have. Really? I've had to, yeah. Because the prices of my products that I buy have gone up. The shipping for the products have gone up.
Yeah.
And so I have to account for that.
Yeah. So you got to mark your stuff up.
I have to mark my stuff up to cover the cost of just the things.
Are you losing any business over it yet?
I have.
You have?
I have. And I'm like, well, I hate it, and they hate it. And I was like, I'm at the point where I'm like, do I continue to try to run as a business, or do I do something else?
Yeah.
And I was telling him, I was like, it's hurting small business owners, like the hardest, the people who have to pay.
Everybody Trump was talking to, that's what this is hurting.
Yeah.
Like everybody that works. Everybody gets
up. I
sure
miss that, man. Yeah.
I could sure go for a mean tweet right about now.
Yeah.
That's for dang sure.
Have you got your Truth Social going yet?
No. What's no, no, you're no. talking about on the way over here?
Yeah. I was like, I mean, I want to wait until I can my get. Uncle, I don't have a waiting list.
My uncle's in it. You're not on the waiting list?
No, not yet.
All you got to do is sign up for it.
Do you got an iPhone?
No.
That's why. It only went for the iOS stuff first, the Apple stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hell, my wife's on it.
Does she have iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the waiting list, but I ain't in yet.
Yeah, I'm still on the waiting list, too.
I don't even know where my phone's at.
Wait a minute, what time is it? How long have we been going for?
Almost 45 minutes. Yeah, it goes by pretty fast.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it's been that long.
Yeah, we sit here for 3 hours one day. But she's in Truth Social. My uncle's in Truth Social. And I looked at it, and it's just like Twitter.
Well, my thing.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it a lot.
Where are you going?
Nah, I'm a fucking
ear.
Facebook, for example. I use Facebook as and Instagram social media to push my nails, my business, all that. I have to take pictures, and that's the way I can easily get to everybody. But I hate it because then I see something funny, like a meme or something, and I go to share it, and I get fact-checked for a meme.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's not a fact.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, that's the thing. Like, even Mark Zuckerberg was in that in
his
front
court
of Congress.
Yeah.
He was like, this all opinions.
It's all
They're
opinions.
All
They're not actual
not facts.
And then, but that's how is that even legal to do that whenever, especially when you're talking about an election and you're centering one side and you're pushing your opinion. So he basically admitted to it as fact,
Because people are dumb. I'm sorry, yeah, but there are
but
some
how
dumb
is that
people.
Even legal? How is he not in prison right now?
And they believe everything that they read.
Like, they literally censored Donald Trump off of there because he was saying real things.
I mean, you
and
have
they were
who
sitting
were
there on
there.
This other hand saying crazy ass shit and saying it's true and saying your stuff that you're saying it's real.
Well, you have people who believe that.
It's not real.
And they think it's real. They think it's fact. They're like, oh, well, they said it was fact and they didn't get it fact checked, so it must
believe
be real.
Everything.
I'm like,
yeah.
What?
So what's the name of your business?
It's Glossed.
Glossed? Huh. Y'all do.
Well, it's not just my. Okay, so we have like. They have the, it's like a booth.
Yeah.
So it's like a room that I rent out, and it's like I don't have a boss. I just pay rent.
Yeah.
So it's technically
it's like
my business.
Salon.
It's like a hair salon. Yeah. Except I pay rent, and then the girl next to me pays rent, and then the people up there, everybody pays their own rent, so it covers the rent of the actual building.
Mm-hmm.
But I set my own schedule. I do, you know, I get clients when I want to or when I need to. Stuff like that. I like the freedom of it.
Yeah.
I've always hated being under
well, you can
somebody.
Sell some of them.
Yeah, I tell some of my clients, like, oh, my brother is on this podcast. And they're like, oh, really? Because a lot of my clients, the ones who stayed, they have a lot of opinions that are similar to mine.
And
that's
you know, actually yours.
Well, yeah, that's your cup right there.
Oh, what?
Well, that's the thing. Like,
yeah, we
now,
just didn't ever get it shipped out.
Well, the thing is, now, like what you're saying about how you're co-workers got the same opinion as you. Most people got the same opinion as us now because it's affecting everybody in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The gas prices stuff. We all can see it. You can talk to anybody right now and they're going to agree with you because
they're
same
pissed
stuff.
Off.
Everybody's pissed off because it's affecting all of us.
But,
we're the cheapest gas in the whole country here
okay,
in Mississippi.
I had
and
two
it's $5 almost a gallon now.
Yeah.
Speaking of gas, I had two trees cut down. It cost me $3,000.
Holy
okay.
Crap.
Yes. The guy had to cover $1,000 for his insurance because the trees were leaning over my house. So if they were to cut him and then all of a sudden it fell and broke my house, he would be covered.
Yeah.
And then my insurance would still pay for it and all that kind of stuff. But the rest of it, he had to go up $1,000 for his gas for the bucket truck, the gas for his other workers, gas for the chainsaws, gas for, you know, whatever else they use. They use leaf blowers and everything because they cleaned off everything from the roof.
Labor fee.
And then they have to pay the guys who came out there. And he's like, I'm sorry. He said, normally, he said, last year, if you had caught me last year, my prices, I would have gotten both of these down for maybe $2,000. Maybe $1,500.
It's affecting everybody. The thing is, their pay isn't going
up. You know
up.
What's sad? They sitting there talking about Russia. Russia's gas price is $1.60 a gallon right now.
Well, you know, that's because they don't have to depend on other countries
no.
to get their oil.
We
no.
didn't either.
I
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
until
we didn't
a year
either.
Ago.
Yeah. And it was
we
like.
We were totally independent, like, for the
you
first
know,
time.
You know what I think is funny? All these environmentalists, they're like, oh, stop the pipeline. Stop it. Stop it. But you ain't shouting stop it in them other countries.
Yeah, right.
Well, the thing is,
and that's
the
affecting
pipeline,
the environment. America is not the only one affecting the environment.
Yeah.
It's not. We're the least affecting it, actually.
Yeah.
The thing is, like with the pipelines, all that stuff that they see and all their arguments are all based off of lies. Because whenever a pipeline goes in, first of all, they leave it better than whenever they found it. Yes, it's got a pipeline through there now, but they bring the dirt back and
they resawed it and
yeah.
everything.
They have to. It's a law. Those laws are there.
I mean, you can't go plant vegetables on top
yeah.
of it or a tree.
But the thing
I mean,
is, like all that.
Why would you
all
want
this
to?
Oil instead of it being pushed out? All the harmful, you know, whatever coming out of the exhaust of the 18-wheelers that are having to transport it now. You didn't have that whenever that pipeline would have been built.
Yeah, that's even worse
like,
for
that's
the
what
environment.
They, that's
yeah.
what they don't. They don't care about that though. Then they, but no, they do. Then they're like, the diesel trucks needs to be banned.
Then
like, how the heck are you going
to
get anything?
They're
going
to try to go to what is it? They're trying to do electric everything.
They're trying
but,
to push
yeah.
electric.
But it's not. Yeah. We're not there yet. Technology.
Well, also, what's going to happen?
Infrastructures. That's why Trump was talking about the infrastructure because he was going to do that. Like he wasn't going to turn the whole thing over, but he was going to make it to where
we
the transition to that
it.
Would work. It's a good idea to be green. It is a good idea, but. It's not feasible right now.
Okay, well, okay. What
yeah.
happens in the South, the Deep South, from Louisiana all the way over to Georgia, you know, everybody in between, when hurricane season starts, them electric outposts, them charging stations, they're gonna flood. Yeah. You ain't going to be able to go nowhere. I mean, I know whenever gas, if you have gas, you wouldn't really be able to go anywhere. But how are you going to power your house?
Yeah.
If you're, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't have gas for the generator.
A lot of people use natural gas and stuff for heating their homes. Like that's
some people use batteries. They got big battery type deals too.
But you understand where I'm
going.
Yeah, but that's just expensive though.
Yeah, right.
We don't have that kind of money.
No. If I wanted to go put solar panels on my house, I can't afford that. Yeah. They're expensive.
Yeah, and then you have to replace them.
And then they don't give you all the. They don't take that much out of your electric bill. Maybe like a quarter. You know, it ain't that much what people think it is. That solar stuff, nah.
If you want to not pay a power bill, then you better pack up your stuff, sell everything, and move to Alaska or move somewhere and live off the grid.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to pay for something.
Go live in Montana with the Indians. That's what the best thing to do.
Well, I don't know, because the Native Americans, they don't get, you know, they have their government.
Yeah.
But they don't get, you know, funding. They don't get, like, whenever COVID hit, they didn't get the, you know, stimulus checks or anything like that. So, what were they supposed to do when they lost jobs?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're, even though, yeah, they got their independence, but they're still treated as outsiders, even though.
That's the thing. It's not helping anybody.
They become extras on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Get a little money in their pocket. Yeah,
that or on an ad for Pearl River Resort. Yeah, yeah. Come down to the casino.
Right. Oh, well. Anyways, I'm going to let you talk about your business, where they can get a hold of you.
That was the first place they opened it back up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The casinos?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
What's your name again?
It's Deborah.
Deborah. Why do I keep thinking not Deborah?
Look, D.
D. D. D.
D. Yeah.
Deborah what?
Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deborah Diane. You got two first names. You like Ricky Bobby.
So. I guess so.
That was your husband.
Shaking bacon.
Diane was your husband's.
No. My aunt's name.
Well, my last name's Jones.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Deborah Jones. All right, so they can find you on through your gloss. Yeah.
You should have named your thing like Keeping Up with the Joneses.
They can find me on Facebook.
Yeah. That's what you should have named your. You should have named it Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to tell you stuff about where they can get you on your business.
Keep on.
Keep up with the Joneses.
Head to Toes by Deborah. And it's Head, H-E-A-D, the number 2.
Yeah.
And then Toes, T-O-E-S.
Okay. All right.
Because I do everything from head to toes.
Y'all make sure y'all check out Dober Jones.
Or as my high school Bible
and
teacher
make sure
called
y'all, as always, go check out Poorhouse Art Sturgis. Check out some signs. Get you some artwork. Anyways, we enjoyed it. I'm glad you came on and said some things.
Yeah, I had to speak my mind. I kept bothering Daniel. I was like, you better let me on. I need to say something.
Glad you came on and spoke some words.
Yeah. It ain't just that. I was just happy. Kind of had a woman on for the first time. You know, that's pretty nice. Besides two males, three males going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Even out the hormones in here.
All right, y'all. Check us out next week.